USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hitting Iran with more sanctions. The president says he's directing Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to substantially increase the sanctions on the country. This after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes
this attack on the oil refinery by any reasonable definition is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
President Trump is appointing Robert O'Brien to be the next national security advisor. The president made the announcement via Twitter on Wednesday, saying O'Brien has served him well as a special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
On Capitol Hill, senators are looking into mass violence, extremism, and social media.
No matter how great the benefits to society these platforms provide, it is important to consider how they can be used for evil at home and abroad.
That's Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker, who also notes that extremists can become radicalized on the Internet. Representatives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google are at the hearing. A wealthy Democratic donor is charged with running a drug house. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A prominent Democratic political activist and donor under arrest after a man overdosed on methamphetamine inside Ed Buck's West Hollywood home. And it's not the first time it's happened, as over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at Buck's address, and they too passed away. Buck is due in a courtroom in California later today.
Prosecutors are reportedly seeking a bail of $4 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A government agency is clearing the way for farmers to grow hemp without legal problems. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The USDA has completed a long-awaited draft of federal regulations for the cultivation of hemp and submitted them for approval. The new regulations are expected to clarify changes passed in December 2018 in the U.S. Farm Bill. The new rules are expected to provide clarity on the legal definition of hemp, which is a cousin to marijuana. It's also expected to designate hemp as a commodity crop and allow for tribal councils and U.S. territories to participate in the growing program. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Roughly a week after he returned to Jeopardy, host Alex Trebek revealed that he's undergoing another round of chemotherapy to treat stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds us on Fox News.
He announced early in March that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It kind of holds a dismal prognosis, but these days treating cancer is almost like treating diabetes. You can be treated for years. So it sounds like he underwent chemotherapy. Everything was looking good. He was just started on immunotherapy, and he mentioned his numbers shot up, probably CA19-9, which is just a serum marker. So they decided to put him back on what we call maintenance therapy, meaning chemotherapy. When it's stage 4 cancer, you go on maintenance chemotherapy to help with any pain and prolong life. The goal at this point isn't really to cure someone, but just to continue to prolong his life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.